Enzor painted this work in 1880, after returning to Ostend from the Académie Royale des Beaux-Arts in Brussels.
At this time, he was exploring a whole range of subjects that were social in nature, inviting local residents up to the studio in the attic to pose for him as a sitter. So he paints fishermen, he paints various workers, he paints this young boy. One of the things that's so remarkable about this painting is the seductive way that he has combined light and dark. He makes both of them sing at the same time. Another way that we can see how Enzor is taking his primarily academic training and trying to push the envelope or innovate on it is how this is a relatively naturalistic setting with a rather traditional subject, one that many, many artists had explored before him. But in the way that he renders the anatomy of the young boy, his feet, you can see that they're enlarged and his legs become almost trunks in the way that they're rendered, that they're not given the volume or the muscularity that you can see in his torso or his hands or even the features in his face and the top of his head under the cap. And I think that in a way, this work really signals where Enzor is going as an artist. He's using commonplace things from his everyday surroundings as jumping off points and then taking those to another realm. I think it's really the beginning of him distorting and coming towards an abstraction that you'll see in some of his later work.